We've gone through all of the challenges, all of the ups and downs that have gone through all of the generations to get to this one event that's coming soon. And it's called the rapture of the church. And the rapture of the church, according to God's word in the New Testament, is going to happen with the shout, and it's going to sound like some kind of an instrument. What's that instrument called? What is it? Say it louder.
Trumpet.
Keep that in mind. Now, with the sound of this trumpet, something's going to happen. The Bible says we're going to change in a twinkling of an eye, blink of an eye. How fast can you blink? That's it. It's that fast. It's going to happen that fast. Right through the church. And it's when Jesus says, come. Come home. Come to heaven. Come to my heavenly home. Come to where I'm at. Because remember, when he left, he said, I'll come what? Again. To get those who love me and accept me. Keep that in mind. Now, the fourth and fifth chapter in the book of Revelation is probably other until we get to the millennium toward the end of the chapter, is two of the most exciting chapters of all of God's Word. Now, we're going to deal with the rapture of the church and what's going to happen and what John's going to see to tell us what's going to happen at that rapture. Now, at the end of this, we're going to get in to what's called the tribulation time. But before the tribulation comes, because I'm going to teach this to you, I'm going to walk this with you, and I want you to see it. This is one of the most important things I'll ever teach you in my 26 years. I promise you, by God's word, you will not go through this tribulation. The awfulest stuff that you're going to see and hear starting in chapter 6, if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you will be raptured from this world before this happens. There's a reason why we see what we see in the order in which we see. Keep this in mind. Because believe me, once we get to chapter 6 and we move on, what's going to happen during the 7-year period of what we call the tribulation, when you and I are in heaven, is awful. But before we get there, it's time to have a good time. Are you ready to party with Jesus? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. All right. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. John writes, look what it says. After this is after the church age. We've already gone through the 7 churches. At the end of the church age, which you and I are at the end of that now. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in where?
Heaven.
And the first voice which I heard was if it were a trumpet. See that? See that? Say amen.
Amen.
Talking with me, which said, come up here. You see that phrase? Come up hither. Come up here. John looks into heaven. He hears the trumpet. He gets the invitation to come. You get that? The invitation to come. Say amen.
Amen.
This is where every scholar that I know that truly believes, this is where we get the teaching. Which said, come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. When the invitation is to come and the trumpet sounds, we go. We go. We are lifted. We are sent out of this world. We are gone. Now the teaching is, we all have loved ones who passed away. We all know that. And we know that their spirit is in heaven now. Everybody that I know that I love, every funeral that I've ever preached of a Christian person, their spirit is in heaven now. But the Bible teaches us at this time, 2 things happen. Those who are alive will be caught up come up, called up, go. You will be changed from this old heavenly body where my kidneys don't work to a heavenly body where I don't even need kidneys no more. That's going to happen that fast. That fast. Now to those who have died on, or if something happens, if you pass away before the rapture, your spirit is going to go to heaven. You're not in that casket. I'll tell you that. We give you honor. We talk about you. That old shell of a body's laying there, but your spirit is in heaven. I believe that with all of my heart.
Amen.
So if something happens to me before the rapture, I want you to come and show respects. And say, well, it wasn't the best looking body, but he ain't in there no more. He's gone. My spirit is in heaven. Now, I don't have a new heavenly body yet, but that's coming at the same time of the rapture. The Bible teaches us, and I don't have time to show all this on screen, but I promise you it's there. It says that we're going to change from an old body to a heavenly body, and then we're going to join those who have gone on before us, and their body at that point is going to be given to them, and then it's time to go and to praise Jesus forever and eternity, forever and eternity, forever and eternity. Wait till you see what's coming up next. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately you will be in the Spirit when the time comes. Whether you take your last breath of this old body or whether the rapture comes while you're living. And behold, a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. From the moment we leave this world, we go to the throne of heaven. See this. These are key words in all this that tell us exactly what's going to happen. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper, sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto the emerald. That's a pretty neat song that you just put up there. And the way to go to come up with the song, you're going to see some terminology and words where this song came from. It came right out of the book of Revelation. That's why it's called a Revelation song. Here's what John's trying to do. He's looking upon the throne of heaven for the first time, and he sees some of the prettiest colors he's ever seen in his life. Now, when we talk about something being pretty, whether it's nature or something that you're wearing, we always talk about one thing, color, don't we? It's purple, it's red, it's blue, it's burgundy, it's white. We talk in colors. When we look outside in the fall of the year, we love that, don't we? All of the browns and the reds and the oranges, because it describes how beautiful nature is. When we go to the ocean and we see how blue it is, or how emerald green it is, or we see the vastness of it. We go to Smoky Mountains and we see how huge the mountains. Or we go to the Grand Canyon, we see how deep it is. We describe it all by color and how it looks through our eyes. This is what he's seeing. For the first time, he's seeing stuff that he's never seen before. Let me tell you something. When we take this last breath, I promise you, you're going to see things you've never seen before, promised to you, made by the hands of God Almighty. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause anytime. Now, the rainbow round about the throne. You got the throne, and most of the way we see rainbows today, it starts at one end, gives like a horseshoe, and ends at the other. Right? Right. Out here. Because there's no beginning and there's no ending. It's in a circle. Listen to me. Let me teach you. This is for eternity. This is not a beginning and an end. This is eternity for eternity for eternity. Do you get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Here we go. All right. Now, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. Did y'all just see that on the screen, Mom? We just got through singing that, didn't we? That's where this comes from. It comes right out of the scripture. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. All right, let's take verse 4 first. The New Testament talks about rewards that you and I can get in heaven, and they're called what? Crowns. You with me so far? They're called crowns. Spiritual leaders within the church in the New Testament are called one or two things. Deacons or what? Elders. You are leaders, spiritual leaders. You are Christian people. Everyone, we have taught you that everyone in heaven is going to get at least one crown. If you accept Jesus Christ, you get one crown. Now, you've got the availability to get more than that. And that's not for your glory, but for the glory of the Lord. Look, around about the throne, 24, there were 12 tribes in the Old Testament. 12 disciples in the New Testament. Old Testament, New Testament. Listen to me closely. No matter whether people died in the old world or died in the new world, we're going to sit around this table. You and I are part of the new. There were people who died, part of the old. The old and the new is going to come together in heaven for eternity. We're going to sit around the throne and we're going to be praising God. This is a picture of you and I praising God. We're not here during this God-awful tribulation that's getting ready to come up. We're at the throne of God. We're also in, what's this here? White raiment. White. Signifies purity, no more sin. Sin life is over. The pain of sin has been paid for by the Lamb of God. We're going to be in white, and we're going to be praising from now on. Now in a moment, we're going to see what we're going to do with these crowns when we are in heaven. I want to walk you through this. I want to make sure that you see it. People watching me by internet, make sure that you understand it. 420 elders clothed in white, and they had on their heads the crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. We haven't got to Jesus yet, but let me tell you something. All three are in this place. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, God the Father is on the throne. Lightnings and thunderings, voices, that's God Almighty. We haven't got to the Lamb yet. He hasn't got on the scene, but he's coming quick. The next thing we see, seven is always the perfect number for God. Anytime you see seven, it represents God. The seven spirits here is a way of saying the Holy Spirit is there in its perfection. The Holy Spirit's there, God's there. In a moment, we're going to see the sacrificial lamb. Everybody's home. Everybody's home. Everybody's home. It's time to worship. It's time to party. This life is over, and we're there, and we're going to worship a living God. A worshiping God forever and ever. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause in the house. It gets better. All right, Brother Larry. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first beast was like a lion. Second beast like a cat. Third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Wow. Now I'm going to walk you through this. I want you to see this. It's going to live on page. One of the three we didn't talk about. It's called the Lamb of God. Let me see how they describe him. I want you to see how John describes him. I want you to see this. Number one, here's the sea of glass like under crystal. Let me tell you something. Heaven is going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. There's nothing any prettier than seeing calm water when it's reflected by light. when it's calm. Now, there's nothing any more scarier to be on it when it's powerful and the winds come and the rains come and the storms come. In this world, we deal with storms. In Jesus' world, the storm's over. It's eternity of peace and harmony forever. You get the picture? Say amen.
Amen.
Now, there were four beasts full of eyes before and about around the throne. You got the throne, the elders there, Holy Spirit's there. Now I want you to look how this comes about. The fourth beast was like a lion. In the book of Matthew, when you study, that is what Jesus is referred to, a lion. One of the most powerful creatures on this planet. Lion. Power. The second beast is like a calf. In the book of Mark, Jesus is looked at a lot as being the sacrificial lamb. We kill cows every day, don't we? Every day. It's beef. It's sacrificed every day so that you and I can what? Live. You get the picture? We got the power of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus. And the third beast had a face of a man. How did Jesus come to this world? He came as a man. Do you see this? Walk through this with me. The man. God became man. And it would be man that would literally lay down his life for you. You with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
Look at the last. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. They control the heavens. The most powerful thing that flies above us is an eagle. One day, folks, the eagles will lead us home. And it's called the Lamb of Jesus. Oh, he's in here. He's in the nest. The power, the sacrifice, the man, and the one to lead us home. The love of Jesus. The sacrifice of Jesus. The almighty power. There's power in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And one day I'm going to fly away from here. And I'm going to be led by the eagle. By Jesus. The amazing one. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Hi, glory. And the four beasts which each of them wings about him. They were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. I think we just sung that, didn't we? Come right out of Scripture. That's why it's called the Revelation Song. Now, the four beasts, they're going to lead the way. Holy, holy, holy. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sit upon the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the first person who will always give glory to God is his son, Jesus. Jesus is going to be the leader in heaven. He's going to lead us. He says, here is God Almighty. Here's the one that we're going. And I am the leader. I am the one who died for you. I'm the one who rose from the grave. I am the leader, and we're going to sing, holy, 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 to Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
It's going to be sung to God on the throne. It's because God loved you enough to allow his son, Jesus, to come to this world, to be born like a man, to die in all of the most hurtful way that a man could die on a coward's cross. Came back to life. He left this world like an eagle, but he's coming back again. And when he does, he's coming for his people. And forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, we're going to praise the name of God Almighty. God Almighty. It don't get any better than this. This is what we're going to do in heaven for eternity and ever and ever. Give the Lord a hand of applause.
Amen.
Thank you. tribe of the land of Israel. And the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. I believe those words was on screen a while ago too. Guess what we're going to do? Now, who are the 24 elders? Who do they represent? Us! What are we going to do? These crowns that we receive in heaven, the crowns that we get for the work that we've done here on this planet, we're going to lay them down at the feet of God Almighty. And here's what we're going to sing. For Thou art worthy, O Lord. These crowns belong to You. To receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things. And for Thy pleasure they are and were created. All of this that I'm seeing. All of the glory of heaven that I see. You created for You. You created for Your people. For Your people. For us. We're going to bow down. We're going to lay the crowns down. And we're going to worship for eternity and eternity and eternity. And here's what's going to be wonderful, folks. When we get to chapter 6, while all of this is going on in heaven, something else is going to be going on here on earth. Now let me tell you, you're going to have loved ones here on this earth. I've got loved ones that are going to make this flight. I really do. You do too. We got some church members that may not make this flight. While we're up here in heaven having the time of our lives, what you're going to see in chapter 6 is going to go on down on this earth. It's going to be the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. You think this company is bad now? You think that everything that we have that's going on in this globe is bad now? I promise you, you have not seen anything. Not seen anything to when we get to chapter 6 and we begin to see what kind of shape this world is going to be in. Because for a matter of 7 years, it's going to be turned back over to the power of darkness. And he's going to destroy this place where he thinks he is. But we're in heaven. But that's a key word. We're in heaven. We're praising Jesus. We're laying the crowns down. We're in something that is absolutely beautiful. Can't even describe the eyes. And what's going to be going on in this planet is going to be the worst thing this planet's ever seen. Now, what spot do you want to be in? Maybe think here for a moment. Jesus loves you. He created all of this. God Almighty created all this for you. He's already there. He did it for you. He allowed the plan to come into place for you. He allowed His Son to die on the cross for you. It's all for you because He loves you. This is one party you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss this. And I'm going to point out to you a lot in this next chapter that's coming ahead. I promise you, you want to be gone. When the trumpet sounds, you want to leave this old place. Or if you take your last breath, you want to die in the spirit of Jesus. Because at the end of this study, there's going to be another resurrection. It's called the resurrection of the damned. And they're going to be sent to eternity called hell. This comes at the end of this book. You don't want to be a part of that group. Two groups. Once with Jesus for eternity, and all of the splendor that we can try to describe. And one is going to be with hell, Satan, and the Antichrist, and everything else that he represents, into a damnation of eternity that you don't want nothing to do with either. Amen. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. You make the choice whether you walk with Jesus or whether you just don't want to have anything to do with him. Because when the words say come and the trumpet is sound, This is by invitation only, and I'm going to close with this. This is by invitation only. See, the whole world's going to hear this trumpet, but the whole world's going to respond to it. And then here's what's going to be the real pathetic thing. It won't be but just a matter of a few days this world's going to fall apart. You take the church out of this world, you take the Christian people out of this world, and this place is going to fall apart. But there's going to be somebody called an Antichrist that's going to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm the Savior. I'm the smart one. I'm going to put it all together for you. We're going to make this a... Just because them people are gone, who cares? Get rid of them. I'm going to create another world here. And believe it or not, people are going to be gullible to listen to it. But one day it's going to be revealed who this man is. We're not there yet. But this is what's coming in this day. But for today, we lay the crowns at the feet of Jesus. Do you see that? I want you to see this. Because there are some people, if you believe that Christian people are actually going to go through this God-awful tribulation. No, you're not. No, you're not. Scripture teaches us, when the trumpet is sound, we're going to heaven. And the trumpet will sound before tribulation begins. I promise you that. By the word of God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. See, every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Holy name of Jesus. Your presence and your spirit is in this place. It's in this place. Father, if there be one here today that is lost, or one that's watching by internet that is lost, the clock is ticking. Time is running. One day this trumpet's going to sound. But until that day comes, salvation is in the air. Salvation is offered throughout this land, throughout every Christian church on this globe today. And believe me, by the thousands, people are coming to the throne of grace today. What about you? Do you know Jesus? Do you really know Him? Have you accepted Him? Do you believe in Him? Is your faith based on Him? It's time for God's people to stand for God. For the trumpet is in the hands of Jesus, and it's ready. Father, bless these moments. If there be one here who needs a quiet time at this altar, we invite you to come. This is your time. Father, bless it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?